Welcome, human. I hope I wasn't too rough with you. Have you been enjoying the view from this cell? It's been so long since anyone dared challenge me. In my own home, of all places. The nerve of some people. Did you even know who I was when you and your friends kicked down my front door? What I am? I love the look on your face right now. The look on your face when I swatted your little sword away like it was made of wood. The look on your face when all your other friends ran away and left you here alone. And the look on your face when you realized that you were gonna die. I live for these moments. Well, if I did live... You still haven't figured it out yet. I'm a vampire. Creature of the night. A hunter in the night. Do your kind not tell stories about me? How we steal people off the streets and drain them of blood? Fear not, human, for unlike you, I won't try to kill you. So long as you behave. Now... Let me get a good look at you. Your shirt. Remove it. Do you really think you are in a position to say no to me? That's better. Don't worry. You'll get used to doing as I say soon enough. Now stand up and let me inspect you. Yeah, you look healthy. Strong enough. And clean. Thankfully. You know, I think I caught myself a real treat this time. It's been quite a while since I've had a human in my den. The last human I knew passed away some decades ago and he left me thirsty. Yes. Yes, I think you will make a most delicious meal. And your body looks strong enough to survive me feeding on you, if I hold back. You are trembling so much. You don't have to be this scared, human. Let me explain. You're actually quite lucky to have met me. Other vampires I know treat your kind as nothing but disposable blood bags. I, however... Do not agree with them. It would be a terrible waste to suck you bloodless in a single time. No, I much prefer having a meal that I can return to again and again and again. So you get it now, human. You're mine now. Forever. Oh, there. It's okay. It doesn't have to be a bad thing, you know? My last human was fairly happy with the situation. You see, I have this theory about blood. I believe blood tastes better when it is given willingly. There's something about the taste of it, you know? You can tell when the blood was cared for as opposed to when it was just taken by force. When it's given with love, it tastes like love. Do you understand? Good. So here is my promise to you, human. I will not take a drop of your precious blood until you give it to me freely. Of course, I'm not going to let you leave, so when you decide to give me your blood, it's really only a matter of time. And I don't mind waiting a few more years. There it is, that last spark of hope that died in your eyes. There. It's better that you give in sooner. And humans who give me what I want get rewarded. I can give you your own bed in my castle. I'll make sure you're well fed, healthy. I can give you anything that'll make you happy. Do you want other humans to play with? I'm sure that could be arranged. No? How about I play with your hair? Do you like that? It feels nice, right? Good boy. And you didn't even flinch when I touched you. So what do you say, human? And don't think I haven't noticed you looking at my body. Is that the type of reward you'd want for giving me what I need? Huh? That perked you up. You do understand. You're precious to me. Just like a fine bottle of wine. I take good care of all of my precious things, so look me in the eyes. And feel my hand gently touching your body. And all your worries floating away. As I kiss your body, slowly trace my fingers towards your neck. Now, tell me what to do. Come on. Ask me to bite you. Beg me to bite you. Good boy. Now relax and don't be afraid. Yeah. This is what I needed. Willing blood, happy blood. This is exactly what I desired. And you see, it wasn't so bad. Look at you. You're still alive and still awake. You are a strong one. Nope, don't pass out yet, my pet. I want to reward you. Now here, lie down, save your strength, and I'll take care of you. Let's get rid of these pants. Oh, nice and warm and hard. It looks like you still have enough blood in you. I can practically feel the blood pulsing inside of it. Does that feel good, pet? As I rub my hand along your dick. Thank me. Say thank you, mistress, for taking care of me. Good boy. Now then, maybe I'll suck on something other than your neck. What do you think? Don't worry. I promise I won't bite this. You'll have to learn to trust me with this. Tell me when you get your strength back. Then I will really, really. reward my obedient pet. More awake, huh? What do you think? This dungeon cell is no place for what comes next, huh? All right, let's go. Give me a moment to lose the stress. I see you already found the bed. Make yourself at home. This is all yours now. So now be a good boy and... Oh! 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 Okay, I guess you got your strength back. Oh, very well. I don't think you can outmatch my strength, though. Oh, look at you. Look at you trying to be so rough. Oh, you think I'd collapse like some common harlot? And you are mistaken. Oh, it's almost cute, but... Oh, you think you could ever claim me? Go on, try it. Come on, I dare you. Go on, try to make me scream. Oh, but do remember your place, human. That's it, human. Fuck me. This is your reward. Take it. This is all for you. For freely, really giving me your blood. This is all for you. Oh, take it. Oh, you want to come inside me? All you gotta do is ask. No. Beg to come with me. Beg to come with me. Oh, there you go. I can feel you. Okay. Come on. Come with me. Oh, fuck. Oh, that's a good boy. Now you understand. It's not going to be so bad being my pet. You let me know when I can next bite you, right? Mm-hmm.